From the WABE newsroom at 8:31, a young Georgia immigrant who became the face of the immigration debate back in 2010 is now fighting back after federal authorities revoked her protection from deportation. As WABE's LEU reports, this case has raised questions about what's next for young people who had been granted temporary permission to stay in the U.S.
28-year-old Jessica Collado went into work on Monday, but when she got there, she found out her protection from deportation had been stripped.
It meant that as of that day, I was no longer able to work, and I was once again out of status.
Collado had been under a program for young people brought into the country illegally as children called DACA. Immigration officials say she's no longer eligible because of a statement she made 6 years ago. They say that's when she admitted guilt to a felony charge. Even though her charge was dismissed, ICE says it still counts as a felony conviction. Still, officials didn't say why the decision was made now. Polly Price teaches immigration law at Emory University. She says under the Trump administration, ICE can cast a wider net.
It's emblematic of the broader scope that ICE has taken recently in terms of who they are targeting.
But President Trump has so far left the DACA program itself intact. Here he is earlier this year.
You have some absolutely incredible kids. I would say mostly. They were brought here in such a way. It's a very, very tough subject. We are going to deal with DACA with heart.
That had relieved Collado, but now...
I mean, where do we actually stand? Are we seriously in the limbo again?
Her attorneys have filed a lawsuit in federal court to have her DACA status reinstated. LEU, WABE News.